Yodua, what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Dalet, this is his Loshen. Afal pi shetkiyas shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakosu, even though tkiyas shofar is a gzeres hakosu b'etzem, however, remez yesh boi. There's a remez in it. It's coming to be ma'ayra gevisa nekuda. Kloimar, what is that? Uru yishenim shchinaschem v'nirdomim makitzu mitardim aschem. You sleeping people, you people in a deep slumber, awaken. V'chipsu v'maaseichem. Examine your ma'asim. V'chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. V'zichru b'ra'achem. Remember the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Elu you who ashechichim v'sarabes b'av le'azman v'shoigim kol shnosom b'ahevel v'rike shel le'yoyom le'yatzil. Habitu l'nafshei seichem, hativu darcheichem u'ma'aleleichem. This person that we're coming, that the Shofar is coming to awaken, is a person who forgot the Rabbeinu Shalom. We tell him, Zichru Bayrachim. There is a Sheikheyach Eso Emes. The Emes is. The only emes is that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, Zubari Eilam, and Ashvacha Pratis, Mechule. The person forgot it. So we have to tell him, Zichru, remember, Barachem, you who Sheikhechim is emes. What causes you to be Sheikhech is emes? Behavle Azman, Veshegim Kol Shnosom, behind they spend all their time, Behavle Varikash, and when that doesn't help and doesn't save. Look, Benav Sheikhem. Improve your ways and your ma'asim, and everybody should leave darkei hara and the machshavos. Not good. Al panav, one might think that this person who forgot the Rabbeinu Shalom, who shecheach the emes, it's a pretty low darga. A person would have to be an evil person. Right? He has to be a pretty bad person to be his darga. But upon delving into it a bit, we'll see that that is entirely not the case. That's legamrei not the case. It's a big sakana to be as a mensch, and it's a very motzoidike, and, you know, it's shchiyach hezeike, such a thing. There's another thing I'd like to examine. There's, everyone has had the feeling at some point. You go through an Elul, and a Rosh Hashanah, and a Sfeshim Etshuva. You come to Yom Kippur, a person feels a spiritual high on Yom Kippur, Ruch Nizdika high. And it's not real. You know, feel in this Allah, you're in a different Darga. It's wonderful. 2 days after Yom Kippur, even if it's not Kimandalesa Legamre, it's Kimat Kimandalesa. It's obviously not the way it's supposed to be. Why is it that that is the case? What exactly must one do for that not to be the case? I'd like to see if we could come to some havana in that. And the Yesod HaInyan is something which is Yadua. It's discussed by Riches and Ali Shor Chelik Aleph. I'm sure Yavanjab, Zechut Tzadik Mekadosh Levrocha, and Eine Yisrael also discusses this Nekuda. A person, a chutz m'seichel, has what we call the koyach hadimyon, imagination. Not sure if that really touches it up, but koyach hadimyon. This koyach hadimyon is a very powerful and potentially an exceedingly dangerous thing. Show you a few examples just how it works. Advertising is based on this koyach hadimyon. You imagine something to be true, that becomes in your mind the metzias. Ad kedei, that a person, there are two types of metzias. There's a real metzias, metzias ha'amitis, it's the real metzias, it's the way things really are. And then there's a metzias hadimyonis. There's a metzias, which it's not really the case. But you think it's a metzias because since you are medame that certain thing is true, that's your metzias. And then it becomes very difficult to convince you that that's not your metzias. Advertising is based on that. You go to buy a suit. You see an advertisement for a suit. Who do they pick to wear the suit? They don't pick some schlepper to wear the suit. They pick a good-looking guy to wear the suit. They pick models to wear the suit. Why? They're advertising the suit. You're not buying the mensch, you're buying the suit. There it is. If you see the mensch in the suit, you identify the mensch with the suit. In your imagination, in your kayach hadimyon, the suit with the good-looking is hainu hach. So if you buy the suit, you're good-looking. That gets you to want to buy the suit. If someone's advertising a car, and you see a prominent personality, a famous personality, is advertising, is being mamlets that car, that he drives such a car and he wants that. In your mind, the Kayach HaDimyon gets to work, and now you perceive that car and chashivas to be hainuach. A person wants to be chashiv. Right? So therefore, you're going to go and buy that car, because the car and chashivas is the same thing. All because, even though it has no achiz in reality, that's the Kayach of the Kayach HaDimyon. Just like the Kayach HaDimyon can be a major man da Omar in advertising, in creating that Messias, it's really in one's entire life a major man da Omar. The Kayach HaDimyon, if I imagine that a person, a taivas, it's gishmak, a person imagines that Sadeseichel, the real Messias, knows the Eibishter put you here for a reason, and this is not what you should be doing, so then we should refrain from doing that. Taivas tell you, it starts with the taiva, that it's gishmak. Taiva lehu leinayim. It starts with taivas. It starts with taivas and you take it. What does the taiva tell you? It's gishmak. So now the dimyan, what do you begin imagining now? The gishmakkeit, that the good of everything is in the eating these things and the having a good time. So now, the kayach hadimyon has kicked in, and this metzias by you, good and having hanoah and taivas, that's hanoah. That's your world. Your world, that's good now. Now it becomes exceedingly difficult to convince somebody that this thing that became a metzias hadimyonis by him, but it became a metzias to him, go convince somebody now that metzias has no achis in reality. Harry, he feels it's a metzias. That's the sakana of a metzias hadimyonis. L'chayra, this yesod of metzias hadimyonis, we can learn it up from a certain chazal. Chazal say, it's a medrash in Parshas Vayigash, Oy lanu miyayim hadin, Oy lanu miyayim hatechacha. Bilam, chacham shel umas ha'aylam, Bilam, who was the chacham of umas ha'aylam, lehoye yochel la'amayid b'fnei teichachta shel asoyna. Wasn't able to be aymayid b'fnei the teichacha of his asoy. They also said there, Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers, Ani Yosef HaOidov Yichai, the same thing, Oyliyem Adin Oyliyem HaTeichacha, Ma Da Achim, we're not able to be Oymed Bifnei Teichachta Shal Yosef HaTzadik, Alachas Kama Pakama, the best Nishal Malo, Vosef Lovay, when you come before the Eibishter, Melech Malchi Amlochim, you're not going to be Oymed B'Teichachta. So it's called Oyliyem Adin Oyliyem HaTeichacha, Munach in what Yosef HaTzadik said, Ani Yosef HaOidov Yichai is Din and Teichach. What's Din and what's Teichach? So from Yiduim, the Beis HaLevi, the famous Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi teaches in the Maisa of Yosef, the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Vayigash teaches that Din is the Tviya and the Etzem thing that you did. Now, one might say, one might come and say, true, I was Omer the Avera, but there are mitigating circumstances and take in mind that I couldn't, and it was hard, and I had time, and I didn't, and I couldn't do it. In other words, you could have leniency, a certain degree of leniency, because you could tie into something. What's Techacha? Techacha is, it's Kodesh Baruch who's going to come, says, and he's going to be Mechiach, the person, Lefi Masha, who? That's the Lashon of Chazal. What's Lefi Masha, who's Zok Tabeis HaLevi? He's going to show you stiras mineu bay that our master, your whole hanhaga was a stira to that taina that you want a taina to be made on yourself. He brings there a mayor de katana de bel yo. Katana de bel yo, Anovi comes to somebody, to a fisherman, and says to the fisherman, why didn't you learn Torah? He said, listen, Eliyahu Hanavi, I'm a shvacha bal kishra. I don't have the head for it. All these people with the good heads, they're the ones who learn. Me, I can't. Okay. Eliyahu Hanavi says, I hear. Tell me, what do you do for a living? I'm a fisherman. Ah, so what do? You just like take a bag, put it in the water, and pull out fish. Nah, you need a net, a certain type of a net, and you have to put the specific type of bait in there to catch the fish. Okay, so you put a net in the fish, and then, so you take a net, and you put a thing, and you put the bait in it, and you throw it in the water, and then you get out the fish. No! You have to know where the tide is, where to put it, where the fish are going to be. V'chahena, v'chahena, more and more different pratim, pirtei pratim, and the intricacies of and complex cheshbonos of exactly how one can be most effective as a fisherman. So Eliyahu Hanavi says to him, so I thought you didn't have the brains to learn. You didn't have the head to learn. You had the head for all these intricacies and cheshbonos. You had the head for all of this. You didn't have the head to learn. What is that, Zokta Beis Halevi? That's din and teichacha. The din is the tviya, why didn't you learn? The teichacha is, don't tell me that you couldn't learn because you didn't have the head. You're etzem maisim, what you do, with your livelihood of being a fisherman, that itself defies the taina that you want to say to be makel on yourself that you didn't have the head. That's teichacha. Teich is the Beis Halevi. That's what Yosef HaTzadik was saying. Number one is ani Yosef. That's the din. That's, hey, I'm the Yosef that you saw. Number two, Ha'oid Avichai. Ha'oid Avichai is showing them steers in their etzim. Think, you're tiny now. You're tiny now. Your whole tiny was that you were afraid that Binyamin's going to get, Binyamin will die, and what's going to happen to your father? Well, Ha'oid Avichai, where were you? But when you sold me, you weren't concerned about that. Steers in your bay, that's Tekoch. It's a meridik yisayid of the Beis Halevi. It's a meridik yisayid in life. Meridik yisayid in life, and it's a pachad. To be consistent. It's not pashut. However, in this chazal, it's a bit difficult to learn that that's the pshat. Because it works wonderfully in the Ani Yosef Oid Avichai by Yosef and the Ach. But Harei Chazal first applied this to Bilam, right? Chazal applied this to Bilam. Oylanum yemadin, oylanum yemad teichachal. Bilam chacham shalom musa oylam loyhaya yachel amay b'fnei teichachto shal asoyne. So Chazal there also applied the same insight to Bilam. Now, by Bilam, what did the asoyne do? The asoyne bumped him into the side, to the walls, made it tight for him. The asoyne talked. And the asoyne talked, that's going to be Bilam, that's the teichachal to Bilam. The Asayim didn't show Bilam any steers in his mice. So this Yisod of the Beis Halevi, while it works very nicely in Yosef and the Achim, and what it says there, Behemshech in the Medrash, that it also was the case by Bilam and Asayinai, there that pshat doesn't work. It doesn't fit. So the Chur of the pshat is different. You can learn pshat in the Chazal. Bilam, what is the Yisod of Din and the Yisod of Teichacha? The Yisod of Din is about your Teveya, a person of the Etzem Aveira. Right? Your Teveya, a person of the Etzem Aveira. That's the Etzem Aveira. But the Aveira that a person does, right, is part of, it's not just an isolated incident. The Aveira that a person does is part of a Tvisas Oilo. It's part of a perception of the world, what the world is and what the world is for. Right? Teichacha is going to be mechiach lefi mashahu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to show him what the world really is. A person, Bilam. What was Bilam? Bilam was the ultimate baltaiva. Right? Bilam was the ultimate baltaiva. Despite the fact that the Eibishter gave Bilam Nevuah, but the Bilam remained the ultimate Baltaiva. Bilam was a life of total gashmi. Whatever is there is yours for the taking. No din, no cheshbon, no Rabbeinu Shalom. It was all created. What you see is what you get. Eat, drink, and be merry. Take whatever you want. Tehene, take whatever you want, eat, drink, and be merry. In Bilam's world, everything that's there is there. There's natural things that are there. There's no bayre. In Bilam's world, an asin doesn't talk. Doesn't exist. In Bilam's perception of the world, there's no makom for a shinui of teva, for a person who's for the teva being the shtana al yedei reish. There's no such thing. The asin, the vayiftach Hashem es piya asin, is a stira, is a direct stira to the entire tfisas olam of Bilam. In Bilam's world, there can't be such a thing. The Eibishter shows him the world isn't that way. That's the teichacha. Din is the tefillah. Teichacha is the din. Okay, you tainted you could do this because this is what the world. Sof kol sof. In this world, that's what the world is. Right? What's teichacha? The Eibishter will pull up the curtain, and the Eibishter will show you that that's not what the world is. This is what the world really is. He's going to show the person. Lefi mashahu, lefi what it really is, what were you really doing? A person in his mind could perceive, because of this mitzias hadimyayni, a person could perceive that he was going due north. And when the Eibishter pulls up the curtain with the teichacha and shows him lefi mashahu, it will be revealed to him that in fact he was going due south. That's Teichacha. That was the Teichacha by Yosef HaTzadik as well. That was the Teichacha by Yosef HaTzadik as well. The din is, you sold me. The Teichacha is your Tfisas Olam for selling me was because you perceived me as this lowly, Baal Lashon Hara, Baal this, Baal that, what you perceived me to be. Well, here we are when it was all Min HaShemayim and I was supposed to be here. Take a look. That's the Teichacha. The Tfisas Olam was wrong. Gilui, all of a sudden the curtain goes up, the light goes on, and you see what the world for what it really is. What's the insight here? A person lives his life with a Tfisas Olam that could be Dimyani Bechal. Based on the Kayach HaDimyan, this is his Metzias. It's a Metzias HaDimyanis. What's the insight of Teichacha? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will show you that it's a Metzias HaDimyanis. It would be megala to you what the Metzias really is. That's Shatan Dat Chazal. So we see this Yisayin of there's a Metzias HaDimyanis and then there's going to be a Gilui. There can be times of a Gilui of what the Metzias really is. We see that from that Chazal. Now, there's another point that we see from that Chazal and we will elaborate it on that point later. You see, we find that even after this extreme revelation to Bilam that his Tfisas Olam was wrong, that it was an Achiza Seinayim, and that just Dimyon, and the real Metzias is that there is an Eibishter, and he is Mishana Teva, and he Shaydin Marachas, he is Mishana Teva, and an Osan can be made to talk. We don't find anywhere that Bilam changed. We don't find anywhere that Bilam changed. Like Kriyas Yamsuf, we say, Eilei Mayav, Yechazei Murad, Namaygu, Kol Yesh Vechanon. Chaim Shmulevitz, Chmino Tzadik, Levzei Tzadik, Levracha, used to shtel all the time. Don't find that any of them were Magad. So very nice. You know, Ra Sa Shifcha, La Yam, Mashal, Ra Yechezkel, Ben Buzi, V'yamav. Doesn't say anywhere that she didn't remain a Shifcha. The same Shifcha mentality prevailed. Why is that? It was revealed to you. You saw the Eibishter, Mamish, you saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Or in the Osin, you saw that the Eibishter is Mashgiach, Mashgiach HaPratis, and can be Mishana the Briya. You saw that. Your Tfisas Olam HaDimyanis, your Metzias HaDimyanis, is nothing more than Achiza Zeinayim, so why doesn't it cause you to change? The Teretz is in Bilam's case. What happened? Bilam wanted Nevuah. Why? Because Bilam came with a Taina that if we had Nevuah, we would be different. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave him Nevuah, and in certain aspects, his Nevuah was greater than that of Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal said. Right? The way it says, Leikom, 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 Yisrael, I come. Umasailam, come. However, the Kayach of the Nevuah, it was Nevuah from a different place. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah came from a Metzias, since Moshe Rabbeinu saw the lived in the world, La'amita, it was a Metzias or Amitis. It was a Metzias or Amitis and a Kiyum of the Ratzon HaBayre, and his Alas to a certain Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu was Eichet to that Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Eichet to that Nevuah. Bilam's Nevuah, the Eibishter gave him Nevuah, right? But Bilam Be'etzim, his Nevuah didn't come from a Kayach of Kedusha, from a Tvisa, from a Metzias of the world, from a living in the world as the world is meant to be lived in. Faker, Bilam was coming from a Makam of Tumah and a Makam of Hefkeris and Hailalis and being a Baltaiva. Just what was Bilam's Taina? Bilam's Taina was Mesedir, even if I'm a Baltaiva. Even if I am this Metzias of a Baltaiva, if you give me Nevuah, we can be different. Give me Nevuah, we can be different. No. The Eibishter gave him Nevuah. Garnish Gehalf stayed the same in Nevuah. Nothing changed. They didn't do any mitzvahs. They stayed the same. Why did they stay the same? Why didn't this Nevuah, didn't it change? Because Bilam Be'etzim, right? Because Bilam Be'etzim was Meshubed Legamre to his Taivas, and that was his Metzias. It's a different Tvisa Salem Tavu. That was his Metzias. A person is Shakua in those Taivas, and the Metzias Adem Yainis of such a person is so stark that you could show him Kodesh Kadoshim. You could show him the Eibishter Alein, Mashalai Roya Cheskel Ben Buzi V'Yomav, and it won't be Mishan. And it won't be Mishan. That's L'chayr Adetach. We'll get back to that later, but that's L'chayr Adetach. This is the Pshat in the Tardema, the Shina that the Rambam speaks of. That's L'chayr Adetach in the Tardema, in the Shina. The Seichel of the Mensch, the Neshama of a Mensch knows the Emes. A person's nefesh can be mechanechim. A person's nefesh can bring him to conduct himself in the world as one is meant to perceive the world as it's meant to be perceived, that his metzias should be a very real metzias, the only real metzias. He should live lefi that metzias. Why doesn't it? Because the taivas are shaylit on the nefesh, and the nefesh is tashlofen. The nefesh is dormant. The nefesh doesn't say anything, doesn't put up a fight. The nefesh is out to lunch. The nefesh is going to sleep. Al yaday that dormancy, and al yaday that tardema, the taivas are shaylit, and the metzias hadimyonis becomes his real metzias. The metzias hadimyonis becomes because of the taivas. So then that becomes that's your metzias. That becomes your metzias. Once that's your metzias. If that's your metzias, what does that mean? The world is there. My metzias says, yeah, it's good. It's fine. It's good. Bilam's metzias, right, could lead him to a matzav of oisim aisa zimri v'oisim v'akshim schar kapinchas. How could that be? Turns out anything goes in the dimmi. Anything's fine in the dimmi. There's no constriction. There's nothing in the dimmi. I'm here to... This is good, and this is good. This is now my metzias, and because of the metzias that the Koyach HaDimyon created, so the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't play an active role. I don't have to do anything. This is my. This is our way the world. This is our way the way the world is. That's the taich of the tardema. So that's for anybody. Al yedei the taivas and al yedei. The Hanois on Gashmias, and certainly with the Ribuy of Gashmias in this world, and the Ribuy of the Yetzirahs in this world, one can easily become a resident, hopefully temporary, of this Olam Hadim, of this Metzias Hadim Yainis. The Metzias becomes a Metzias Hadim Yainis where there's no vul. Comes the Shaifer, Uru Yishayin Mishkinaschem, and your Dome Mitarde Maschem. What did you do? You put the Nefesh to sleep, and your Metzias became the Metzias, Alpi the Taivas, Wake up the nefesh. What does the Rambam write? The lashon of the Rambam is habitu l'nafshei seichem. You put your nefesh to look at your nefesh. Pay attention to that that you've been ignoring the whole time. Pay attention to that. Will tell you what the real mitzvah is. Remember that the Rabbi, everything is kvod Hashem and everything is the Rabbi Nishalel. That's what the shofar is meant to be ma'ir. So yitachin, even more than that, that it could be that the etzem din on Rosh Hashanah, the yisod of, certainly according to some Rishayim, we'll see, of the din on Rosh Hashanah is gufa on that inyan. Which mitzias is the person living with? Is the person living in a mitzias ha'amitis, or is the person living in a mitzias ha'dimyayimis? So in Lashon HaMe'iri, the Me'iri in Chibur HaTshuva, Maimer Beis, Perek Aleph, writes Pesach Dvarav, this is Lashon. Dvarim Niflon. Omar says, in Sugin Rosh Hashanah, Hine Shleisha Svarim Niftach. Right? Tzadikim Gmurim, we know our Nechtach El Alter, L'chaim, Sefer HaChaim, Rishoyim Gmurim, our Nechtach El Alter, Fakert, and Beninim Atluim Vahim, the Francais of Yitzhu. It's not the Me'iri like this. Omar hine shleisha svarim niftachim. Omar rishayim gemurim nichtavim nichtavim la'alter lemisa. Why? Ki harasha hagomur yoimar, because the rasha hagomur will say al misha lo yisera lemala min amaylis klal. What is being referred to? Ki harasha hagomur ye omer. What does it refer to? Al misha lo yisera lemala min amaylis klal. Somebody who is not nisera for any ruchni is nikathins. Who shall be? He's good the way he is. Shebechol minei apchisu v'chol minei apchisu yois u'mitzad hayois noyad b'chikva hishtaku b'maisav haroyim. Kol he's shakua in his maisav haroyim. Kol shkein shebihi yoisei bilti misoirer klal meisav mishpat. Certainly, he's sunk to such a level where that's his perception. Right. So certainly, when that b'shas if even b'shas mishpat ain't techelas b'chikva, there's no hope. What does it mean there to psak to these lemisa? Misas hanefesh v'hachrosa. The nefesh is gone. The nefesh, you're living in a metzias ha'demyaynis. The nefesh is command the lesser. You're in a matzah where the nefesh is mot. If a person's in that matzah, nichtav la'alter lemisa. V'tzadik gomor, and what's a tzadik gomor? He's on the other end of the spectrum. Asher kol itov uregov l'avodas Hashem, kol shkeim bizman hanoyed. Everything is bizman Hashem. Certainly, in the time bizman hanoyed means there's mitzuva. That he's Isaac in this. V'hu nechtam lechayim la'alta. Why? Because this person is totally using his time. He's living in a real mitzvah. He doesn't say anything about the amount of averus. This one, the amount of the averas are more. This one's the amount. It's not what have you done. It's who are you? What's the metzias in which you are living? Are you real or are you meduma? If you're meduma, your nefesh is gone. You have no kin. If you're real, your nefesh has a kin. And then what's a beinoni? Interesting. What's a beinoni? The beinoni is aval habeinoni v'hu mishehu bichloloi misoyer lemailas. He has a netiyah to be nisayra to milas ruchnias in midas v'sichlias. Avo me'asher yigberu amayim azedoynim olav l'roiv tigbayris yitzray lo hishlin b'chok nafshay ma'asher roi. He's not totally that person. What's a beinani? A beinani is a mensch who be'etzem has this netiyah to milas ruchnias. He's living a shtickle in a ilam amiti. But he's not totally there. He has enough of a zika, a shaykhis, to the other thing, that the mayim azedoinim of the metzias ha-dimyoini, that there's a meshicha to that too. So he's a shtickle, nishtahin and nishtahin. What's his din? Tulim v'ayim din. Hu yinosein b'kur ha-mivchon hazeh, b'zeh hazman. He will be put in the kur ha-mivchon to the test during this time of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Asher yadu, the time that Chazal set. Lehoyer boy, Kol Yoshin v'chol Nirdam, interesting Lashon, to wake up any Yoshin and Nirdam, to wake it up. If he finds beliboy that it's important enough lehaitiv atzmai lishtadel bashlomas that to be mashlim that in life, if he's mashlim that and he comes and he's oimed and he wants to put himself totally in the metzias or amitis, how does he do that? That's called to wake up yeshenin. The same thing as Loshna Rambam. We see again that waking it up means being mevatel the koyach of the taiva, the metzias adam yainis, to put yourself in there. If he does that, then he's zeichel. If he's not, if you had the asaras yimei tshuva and you didn't do that, so then you are not there. That's the proof. The problem: are you there or are you not there? If you can be misgaber in asaras yimei tshuva on this, then that koyach was given to you to prove that you are totally in the metzias amitis camp. And if not, not. That's what chavas. That's the miriam. Now, it comes out, as we said, there's no mention in determining the tzaddik and the rasha of numbers or echos of averas, not bekamos, not be echos, that the averas on one side and the mitzvahs on the other one, and what's going to tip the scale, where is there more, qualitatively or quantitatively. That doesn't seem to be the issue, b'chla. The din is, where are you? Who are you? Are you a metzias ha'amitis person, or are you a metzias ha'demyanis person? That's the din. Kasha, the Rambam in Per Gimel Tshuva Alacha Gimel. So the Rambam writes that this Beinani has to do Tshuva Baseres Yemei Tshuva. So everybody shtals already. Why Dafka do you have to do Tshuva? The Beinani is somebody that he's done an equal amount of mitzvahs and averus, bekamas or eichus, whatever. Let him do another mitzvah. Let him do another mitzvah, and now the mitzvah side of the scale is going to outweigh the averus guy. This is very good. Why Dafka Tshuva? So there are various terutzim said to this shayla l'minei. It's lepetimur. A lot of terutzim to this. Lefida me'iri, the kasha is a non-starter. What did Beinani mean? Beinani did not mean that you have more, the same amount of averis as you have mitzvahs. Beinani meant that you're paiseach al shnei asiifim, that als mensch you are a person who's living partially in a metzias ha-demyonis and partially in a metzias ha-amitis. And partially doesn't exist. You have to be in the metzias ha-amitis for your neshama to have a kiyum. Can you put yourself there in a seres ha-mitshuva or not? So the nidin is not what you've done. The nidin is who are you? A person who is paiseach al shnei asiifim, he could do another mitzvah, but he's still the same person as paiseach al shnei asiifim. If he's still the person who's Pesheach Nesifim, how he looked at that kantum, he didn't accomplish anything. What's the only thing that somebody can do, that this Beinani can do in a Seres Yimei Tshuva? Tshuva, that means you're shov, you return to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you return to the Metzias or Amitis. That's what makes you the now the tzaddik, that you deserve to have a kiyum, that your neshama deserves not to be Nichras Rachman al Etzlam, that your neshama deserves to have a kiyum. That's the Chayyim Nipshat. That like we mentioned earlier, that Bilam said that even though the Rebbeinu Shel Olam showed him that his Tfisas Olam was mutis, that his Tfisas Olam was wrong, still he didn't change. We can see ad kama a person could be shakua, that even if the curtain comes up and the bright lights come on, and that this is what's really going on, that what you perceive to be due north is due south, is lav dafka, that doesn't affect the change of the person. That is l'chayra, the inside of this feeling and anhoga that we get, that you're mischazik and you're kippur and you feel like you're on a darga ilois and you're kippur, and that shortly thereafter it's kemandalesa or kemat kemandalesa. Why is that? L'chayra, the taich of it is pashat. The taich of it is pashat. If a person is be'etzem not living in a metzias ha-amitis, living in a metzias ha-demyonis, his demon has changed the face of the world. His world is not the world as it's meant to be. But nonetheless, you can have ups and downs. You can have an aliyah ruchnis, right? You can have it that you become like, you know, spiritually uplifted, and you have your moments. So Yom Kippur is that moment. But once you don't have the matzav of Yom Kippur causing that spiritual uplifting, take that matzav away, So where are you? What are you? You're in your regular matzav. And then there's nothing. What are we meant to do? The idea of tshuva in Aseres Yemei. Tshuva is meant to be the dinirdamim dinshinaschem. That's what the Meiri's lashon was too. Is to wake up from that and to bring the nefesh back to be the kaveya. I'm living. I'll be my nefesh. My metzias is a metzias ho amitis. If you got on Yom Kippur to be nis'ale, to go out of the butts, to go out of the mud, to get out of the pits of in the gutters of the metzias adimyaynis, to be nis'ale, to a metzias ho amitis, now that's your metzias. That's your world. In that world, you remain on that target that you got to. That's the Pasha to Taichi. Now, we've spoken till now of the Kayach HaDimyon as a Kayach HaRa, the tremendous potential of her danger in the Kayach HaDimyon. Mita Toiva Maruba, if the Eberste gave this Kayach HaDimyon, that it could be used, Rahmana Litzlan, for Ra, it can be used, Alachas Gamma Lakama for Toiva. How can one use the Kayach HaDimyon for Tov? If one is firmly entrenched, firmly rooted in a Metzias or Amitis, you have Hagbalot, right? It's limited. Al Pi Yoseichel, there's a limit to how much you could be Masik. I'll give you a story, a famous story of Gifter Zichron Levrocha. When he was learning in Yeshiva, he tells in the Litta. So they had pictures of Gedolim. And my father, Zichron Levracha, told me that there was kimat not one house in Litta from Eden that didn't have a picture of a Mitzchol Chanan on the wall. So Rav Gifter, Yeshiva Bacher, Mitzke Yadua, it was Yadua even then, even now, you know. Pictures of Gedolim on the wall. And there was one frame that was empty. There was no picture in there. And what did it say in there? He wrote three words, why not me? What is that? Let's touch that up. It means, look at them, they are Gdolei Olam, I'm not there. Al Piseichel, one can easily tell himself and might be right for telling himself that Al Derech HaTeva, that's not me. But there is no Teva. Everything's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Kayach HaDimyon, you can be Medame, that you should be able to Degrech, you should be able to be Nis'ala to such an opinion. Let that become your reality to be able to strive and do more than your physical. More than you think. You think that you don't have the capacity to understand something? Strive for more. More in Ruchnis. If you're entrenched in the Kayach, in the Eilu HaMitzi, in the Metzias HaMiti, and you have the Kayach, HaDimyon can take you midarga ledarga, higher dargas to be masik, things that Al Piseichel you would not be able to be masik. And Be'etzim, you can be masik anything. You can be Nisala, there's no limit. Because Harei, everything is Yogato Motzosa. Everything, after all the Egeas of Metzia that the Eibush is giving us. So Yad Hashem Tikhsa, the Eibush can always give us. But the Metzias is that you're limited in your, you are limited, each person is limited by his limits and Kishron and Zikaron and Midin, whatever. But don't stop at those limits. The Kayach HaDimyon can be, make you be medamed that you can do more. Use it as a tool to steig, to go more. That's the Kayach. The why not me? Let's look at the Gedolei Olam and have different as don't have asogas. This is all I can do because look where we're holding. This omnom, this is where you're holding, and this is what you could do today. But shoot for the stars. Why not me? Look at the Gedolei and say, why can't you be? Why can't everybody be one? That's the Kayach HaDimyon being used for a positive thing, in a positive sense. What's mavur from all this? Is what the Iker, as a klal al kaponim, what the Iker avodah of Elul and Aseres Yemei Tshuva is. To be misnatek, to free ourselves, to extricate ourselves from the metzias adimyonis, which has created for us a whole different world where the world we think it is and what's going on is totally not what the world really is, the lefima shehu. To entrench ourselves in this metzias or amitis, and then to use the Kayach HaDimyon within this Metzias HaMitis to cause us to go from one mila to another, to grow and to grow in Ruchnius and to grow in Torah, to grow in Yiras Shemayim, and to be Dovuk in the Eitzachayim, to be Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Eibishter will help that if we do that and make our attempts, Kol Echad Ufi Kaychay, to do that, will be Zeicha all of us, Likosev, Besifran, Shel Tzadikim, Gemurim, La'alter, L'chaim, Toivim, U'l'shalom.